From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Zimbabwe's ruling party has begun meeting on demands to recall President Robert Mugabe as party leader. The ZANU-PF emergency meeting also discusses the call to reinstate the former vice president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, whose firing by Mugabe earlier this month led the military to put the president under house arrest. Mugabe was set to meet Sunday with the army commander in a second round of negotiations on his exit from power after nearly four decades. Willard Berejina is looking forward to life after Mr. Mugabe.
So the final nail is we have to free our country now. Everyone should be happy, should go about his business doing whatever they want. This is what the soldiers wanted, and they have helped us. So we are happy for them for what they did for us.
Saad al-Hariri, who resigned as Lebanon's prime minister earlier this month, said he would return to Beirut Wednesday and explain his surprising resignation announcement in Saudi Arabia. Hariri spoke Saturday in Paris with French President Emmanuel Macron, who offered to help Hariri resolve his role in the bizarre Lebanese political drama. And the White House issued a statement saying that President Donald Trump had spoken with Macron about the situation in Lebanon and Syria, and both presidents agreed on the need to work with allies to counter Hezbollah's and Iran's destabilizing activities in the region. Longtime Venezuelan opposition leader Antonio Ledezma met with Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy in Madrid Saturday. He arrived in Spain earlier in the day from Colombia after escaping house arrest in Caracas. Neither man spoke publicly about their meeting. Find more at voanews.com.